Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. As always, we are happy to have you and you. Amen. Wherever you are, call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. The Doctrine of Truth is back on the air. Amen. Always our desire is to search among the common people and search among the grassroots areas and talk to each and every one. So the Bible says, get wisdom and all thy getting, get understanding. The Bible talks about if you should know the truth and the truth shall set you free. So you have to know the truth and understand what you have, because many times you don't understand what God has already placed in your hands. And the enemy is a great deceiver. He's out to destroy God's people through deception. Through deception. Amen. Father, we thank you, O God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to look upon our callers tonight, today, wherever they might be. Lord, we ask you to bind Satan's hand on every part. Lord, heal and deliver, set free. In the name of Jesus, God, we know you're able to do everything but fail. And Lord, forgive us of our sin, and we forgive those that trespass against us. And Lord God, we know, amen, without you, we are nothing. And we are dependent and leaning on your word, because you gave us the victory. You gave us the church, amen, that we can run and hide, amen, behind you and the word, and we can get self-help. Oh God, we thank you for it now. We ask you to bless every participant tonight. Oh, let your Holy Spirit reveal in them the real truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. We're discussing, as always, amen. We're trying to get a topic whereby you can grow thereby. Amen. Hebrews saying, if we desire the sincere work of the milk of the word, whereby we can grow. Amen. That's what the effort is all the time. Amen. When you come to this broadcast and always to our site. You can go to the site if you miss this broadcast, or you call a friend and tell them to go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and they can listen to, amen, this broadcast and many more. Amen. And just click on, amen, Doctrine of Truth, amen, with Bishop Poole, JCIMinistries.org. And we have other areas in, on the website that you can enjoy looking at. Or if you want to participate and support, amen, other broadcasts and the ministry as well. Amen. We're hoping and praying now that you be successful. Amen. God has not erred in his creation. He has not erred in his ability to help mankind, to help his creation. Amen. If you look at even a simple thing as a grass, amen, many of you that not involved in horticulture, amen, or either a tree that man, God created, its seeds, it drops seeds in the ground, it multiplies on itself. Mother Nature does it part. Every those different seasons that the earth go through, amen, God has set things in order. Even the earth, as it turns on its axis, you get day and night. So why would the enemy, of course, it has to be him, feed doubt into God's people? Is a purpose for that. It's a purpose. Amen. Once a child of God, special babes that come to Christ, the enemy place in their mind, because that's where the warfare is. Spiritual warfare is in the mind, amen, and of all of us. And once you begin to prove out, like Paul said, that we should, amen, renew our mind, improve that which is good and acceptable the will of God. We have to prove out. You have to reach down to your subconscious. Amen. And you have to go deep in there and challenge by the word of God of what you have learned prior to coming to Christ. You have to challenge that and seek counsel out of two or three witnesses. And you begin to pray and ask God, amen, Lord, why this and why that? And you study. And he will, out of mouth of two or three witnesses, he will establish his word as being true. Okay, you have to have the right Bible. We mentioned many times there are many Bibles that we support. We have found, we started with the King James Bible, amen, as a study Bible, as well as many public, if you go abroad speaking to many different countries, you'll find the King James is widely used in public. And we have the Amplified Bible. Then you have the New American Standard Bible and the New International Bible. Amen. And I love to collect Bibles. And amen. Then you have the New Geneva Study Bible. Amen. Then you have other Bibles. You have the Good News Bible. But always try to line them up and search them out. Amen, with those major 4-3 Bibles, King James, Amplified, New American Standard, the New International Bible. Amen, always try to reach back and align them up and as well as a Bible dictionary and a concordance. Amen, and well, let's pray. Go to the Holy Spirit himself. He's the one. He's the author of the Word of God. He wrote. He gave men. Holy men wrote as he gave them the revelation. Amen. So here we are. Here we are. We're discussing what signs follow believers. And we're going to go to the gospel according to Mark. And that's one of the major gospels out of the four gospels. We'll begin there at the 16th chapter. And one of the major keys of the book here, Mark's Gospel, he was one of the four. And he was the one that wrote and authorized and showed that the church was authorized, amen, collecting witnesses about Jesus, his person and his work, amen, throughout the church and throughout with the apostles and throughout with the disciples. Amen. The focus we're having on Mark is concerning the power of God. Mark emphasizes the importance of the preaching and teaching of the gospel message, not just as theological truth, but as the power of God. As the power of God over evil and sickness. Amen. Amen. So Mark emphasizes that God's people can be proactive. Amen. We can be self-starters and we can help ourselves as a Christian, as a child of God. Amen. You have the ability, amen, to fight off the sickness and fight off evil on your own. In the Old Testament, the time that Daniel was waiting on an answer, he waited 3 weeks. Amen. Then Michael of them showed up and, amen, and delivered him from the problem. But now, day and time, amen, God has empowered the church. And in here and reading from the book of Mark, I would like to read a couple of different translations. I'm looking at the New American Standard, 16th chapter of St. Mark in the book of Mark. And we're going to pick it up at the 15th verse. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creatures. He that believeth and has been baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who have believed in my name, they should cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall pick up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And the Amplified Bible speaks in the 16th chapter, amen, and we'll pick it up at the 17th verse, dealing with the same truth. And these arresting signs shall accompany those who believe. In my name they shall drive out demons. They will speak with new languages. They will pick up serpents. Even if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will get well. Amen. They will get well. Notice, in the New International, we're going to stop here then. New International saying 18 verse, amen, 17 verse, the 16th chapter of Mark, these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they shall drive out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. They will drink deadly poison. It will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. Amen. So we have here, amen, we're talking about the signs following the believers. And looking in the Bible dictionary, as well as the, I have one of the dictionaries here, looking at the word believe. We find the word believe, accepting as true or real, having faith in a person or things, trust, think, somebody telling the truth, believe, a religious belief. Now, belief is meaning that they hold true. Amen. Many times you say, well, I believe that. Amen. A belief, though, B-E-L-I-E-F, what is held truth? Things believed, opinion. Amen. Amen. Your faith, your belief, what you believe in. Now, believers, and we're talking about now, believers have, according to God's word, have, amen, powers. If we can break it down very simply, you have the ability spiritually, because these things here that Mark's talking about, they are spiritually firstborn. They are spiritually first that we are dealing with. Amen. We're dealing with a spiritual, amen, adoption against God's people. And God's people have the power, amen, to stand against sickness when it comes. Sickness when it's come. Demonic attacks on other people. We ourselves, as a child of God, once you become a child of God and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, amen, and you begin to, everything is come through practice. Everything come through practice, because the mind have to accept. Once the mind accept what is true and it get down in your subconscious, it stays there. It's hard to get it out. And you know for yourself, amen, once you get something down in your conscience, amen, like driving, you know how to drive. Those of you that know how to cook, natural, it come, just come natural, because you did it so many times, and it get programmed down in your subconscious, amen, and it's there. And what you have to do, amen, you have to prove out to your subconscious, your mind, through study and practice and accepting that God has given a believer, a follower of his, that you have abilities and powers from has been given in the Word of God, that these signs, that these abilities, these proven attacks on the spiritual world through your physical walk with God, applying yourself according to the scripture, it will take place. it will take place for betterment. It will happen. It will, like the Bible is saying here, amen. It corresponds with James 5. It called for the elders of the church. They lay hands on the sick. Anoint them with oil and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And God will raise them up. Here, the same thing. Amen. Mark is saying that, amen, you can lay your hands on sick people and they will be what? They will come. They will rise up. Amen. They become well. They become well. So, you have to practice. You have to believe God's word. And that's where we are. That's where we are. And that's that. I think this is going to be the argument. Amen. Why not practice? And why is it not taking place? Amen. Or we do have another people trying it out. Have you tried it out on yourself? Amen. Do you know the word of God? And the enemy always fight. He's one of the biggest things. Amen, that the enemy started out with in the Garden of Eden, amen, that he deceived Adam and Eve. Deception is one of his greatest power. Deception. If he was able to bully Adam and Eve, he would have did it from heaven. Amen. Revelation 12 talk about how God, amen, the angels, how they evicted him, and he came down to the earth to make war with God's people, amen. If he would just go ahead and run over God's people, he would have done it. But he saw God's protection, like Job had God's protection, amen. So we are in a new era. We're on a new covenant. God's people, amen. Believers, you can be proactive and help your home, help your community, help yourself. But you have to believe God's word and try it out. One book, and we're going to the phone lines. Amen. We're going to open up the lines. One book God has given me way back in the Gospel according to John, because it doesn't talk about faith. It talks about belief. It's over 50 times you find the word belief. And those miracles in there, and you study and pray over those miracles and read that book. From chapter to chapter, back and forth, till it gets down in your subconscious, amen. And dig out all that old worldly things that has been implanted in your spirit. You will begin to see, amen, a change. Once you change that computer up in your mind, once you change that system up there of doubt and fear, amen, you can walk on water. Amen, amen. You can walk on your water, and like Jesus told, amen, the disciples, you can speak to the mountain. Amen. Because why speak to the mountain? That's how the mountain got there. God spoke to the mountains. He spoke, and the world came into existence. That's why Mark, God said, have faith in God. Amen. You can say to the mountain, amen. That's how the word. The word of God is powerful. Amen. You can just speak to your problem. If it's anything spiritual there, when the bulldozer brought it, amen, it wasn't a whole lot of trucks and all these things brought that problem. Whatever it was, you can just, God has given us the power. Here we go back again. God has given us the power. And here is some of the nuggets and some of the benefits of the problem of the power broken down according to the gospel, according to Mark, amen. Some of the power, how I've been broken down and utilizing it. These are the things you can utilize it for outside the worship service. Outside the worship service. When you go home, you probably need some to speak to the problem on your job, your community, amen. And you can speak to these things because God has given you the ability. All right. God bless you. That's set the case. Amen. We want to hear all views of it. And we're hoping and praying, as always, that God give you a revelation, insight. And the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. You can call and press one on your phone, and our technician would type you in. And whatever you had like to have or say, amen, to a message or a testimony, a vision, a dream, we were glad to have you. God bless you. I think we're on the air, the last Area code 850, the last four digits is 8616. Amen. God bless you. You're on the air.
All right. Thank you, Bishop Poole. I wanted to speak a little bit about the subject here tonight, the power of God and knowing who we are in God. We know that if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, that we have power. And when you were talking about having the power to fight off sicknesses, I remember, I'm just going to share a brief testimony of this. Last year, the doctors had given my sister anywhere from 6 months to a year to live. And I thank God today that it's been that year, and she's still here. But I could recall standing at the altar for her and getting prayer. I was an intercessor, so I was in prayer for my sister while the elders of the church was praying over me. But we were praying for the doctor that gave her a cancer diagnosis and said that she only had 6 months to a year to live and so forth. But in that prayer, I could remember that there was a certain spot on my body that I thought could be cancerous, but I never went to the doctor. I wasn't really thinking about my sickness. I was thinking about, or the sickness that I thought I had. I was thinking about the sickness that I know that the doctors had given my sister 6 months to a year to live. So, you know, as I stood at the altar that night and they began to pray over me and I was standing for my sister, I could remember a young lady yelling out to the top of her lungs, "Cancer, be moved." And after that, a couple of days later, I checked myself, and from that day to this one, that spot left from off my body that I thought was cancerous. So whether it was or not, I do not know because I did not go to the doctor, but I know when that young lady prayed over me, that spot had left, and my sister, to God be the glory, is still living today. So I praise and thank God for that today. And I do know that we have the power. We're power containers because we know that every word he has ever spoken has been filled with faith, power, and life. So I thank God for the word tonight and on the subject, the power of God, because before I called in, before it was time for this tonight, I started, ironically, just studying in the book of Mark.
Okay. All right. God bless you as always. Amen. We thank God for the testimonies always. The Holy Spirit always bear witness. Amen. To help us to get the understanding. God bless you, sister. We're always glad to have you. Amen. If you have anything else you want to share with us before? Continue.
Hey, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Bishop, are you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes,
how
sir.
You doing,
yes, sir.
How y'all doing tonight?
Okay, it'd be good
wanna,
to have you.
Yes, sir. I just want to share a little bit a testimony of in 2013, I was diagnosed with some kind of lung breathing problem. I couldn't breathe out of my nose and to breathe out of my mouth. I went out to the hospital about five times. And I kept going to Isaiah 53 and 5. And well, really, the whole 53rd chapter. And I still do it today. You know, he's wounded for iniquities, his chest has the pieces on him. And by Jesus Christ's stripes, I'm healed. I'm whole. I was telling my wife that. And they said that I would walk around with oxygen for the rest of my life. So I'm here to tell you that I may use oxygen once a month if I use it at all.
Okay.
I still take my high blood pressure medicine and watch what I eat. and do the things that I need to do, but I feel much better, and I believe in divine healing, and it's just a blessing for the righteousness in Jesus, because God's words never come back void. It always do what it go out and intend to do, and I trust and believe in that, and my breathing has got much better. I just wanted to say, if anybody else out there that needs something, you have to ask and ask sincerely from your heart.
Yes.
Without a doubt for mine. And I believe that God will heal whatever it is. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We thank God for this wonderful family of testimonies. Amen. Those of you that are listening, amen. If anyone else, you can just press 1 on the phone, amen, to bear witness. Amen. Anyone else can bear witness to what God has done for them. You know, the word belief, amen, in the Gospel according to John, God gave me that book. And I shared that with many sick people. And people that have come in, I went to the hospital, I talked to some, and the Holy Spirit quickened that to me once, amen, early in the ministry. And I was reading it myself, because it doesn't say faith at all in that book. Yeah, I ran to my concordance when it came to my mind, that revelation. I ran to the concordance to try to find the word, look up the word, but it did not have, amen, the word belief at all. Faith at all. And it did not have the count. How many? So I thought I had to count it up in all those 21 chapters. Amen. So if you feel that you're down in your faith, you feel that the enemy had buffered you so much, the world, and trials and tribulation, which it will, as long as you live in this world. Amen. We wrestle to keep our faith and keep our encouragement up. All right, we can continue with the lines. We don't want to tap the lines. As always, we'd like to hear from you and someone else would like to come in with a scripture, a song, a read, a poem. Amen. To the Bible say, out of mouth of two or three witnesses. And this is why the Lord wants us to come together, assemble ourselves together. And the Holy Spirit, He does His work. Whatever He wants to do. Amen. Those of you, like we say, you can go to www.jciministries.org and you can share, have them to listen maybe tomorrow at work or in a Bible study and sit around and discuss the scriptures. Amen. And use this as a witnessing tool, or maybe just remind yourself. Amen. Faith, belief. Amen. Jesus is saying, and according to, you'd be surprised, Mark had said, and James, the gospel according to James' letter, say, out of your mouth, amen, out of your mouth come life and death. So it's the enemy job. Because he's been condemned, he cannot go back to heaven. Those are the people that love the world, so it's a snare and a trap that he is setting. But God has said in his word, amen, if you feel that someone is going through mental problems, many times the enemy attacks the mind and the body. And you can rebuke them. You can cast them out if you know how to deal with it. But you have to be a child of God. And many times, many sickness and disease, once you learn to stop praying for yourself and interceding for others, God begins to show you, amen, secrets that's only for the saints. And you begin to pick up that. So your faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, yes. But also, the more you practice your faith, like James said, the more you practice. You say you got faith, I got faith. You say, oh, I believe, but you don't do anything with it. If you don't try to use your faith, amen, it's dead. It's dead. So yeah, after we talk about workable, usable tools that you have in the testimonies, amen, that went forth, they was active on God's word, acting on God's word, intercessory, amen, some type of assembly with the men and women of God that believe in healing, believe in healing. Yes. Yes, God uses everybody, but you got to come to God first. It's best first to go and you pray and you listen to him and work with him. Amen. And talk to him. Amen. God works in different ways. He works in different ways to perform. All right, we have another caller. You can press one on your phone. And, amen, if you have anything to say, our technician would type you in. Amen. You can dial 1, toll-free number. Amen. Your toll-free number on your call. And God, today, the Lord having us to use these electronic means. Dial 1-855-236. 2252, toll free, 1-855-236-2252, or 1-347-215-8816. And we always announce the last four digits, your area code and last four digits on your phone. And we try not to give out names. And this program will be recorded, amen, and be used for public use in the future. Amen. God has given his people. You know, love always support what they love. He always support. Amen. Always support and protect himself and protect himself. Faith, but you must believe. Now, meditation had came up. One of the brothers that came forth, the caller, they meditated on Isaiah 5, 53 and 5, and on that chapter. And meditation is one way to help reprogram your mind. You know, advertisers, you wonder why if you go and you see these major advertisers, they be using all different type of approaches to the same hamburger. Always four or five different ways. Singers, racers, amen, but they same product. They have the same product because they want to instill in your subconscious, amen. If you're getting ready to buy something and their product will bounce out to you. They will bounce out to you. And many of you, amen, go shopping at one major store. It's so low price, they say, but it got to the point, amen, they claim they have everything. So when it comes down to any shoppers will go out, boom. Well, let's go to this place first because I know they got the best prices in town. That did not come overnight, just fall out of the air overnight. It was a constant bombarding, amen, your memory and witnessing by others, amen, of the same mind about shopping. So the same thing, you should find your inner circle. People that believe in healing, people that believe in the power of God, believe that the church still has the power, amen, not only to save you, amen, and practice his word, but he will redeem you. You know, it goes to that. It goes down to our whole purpose of living and witnessing for God. Is that when the time does come, when Jesus does appear, amen, and he will snatch us out of this world, you won't be standing there, and you should not be in that, think that you're going to be standing there arguing about you don't want to leave this earth, and you're not through with the earth, and God, can you help me to help me prove to my grandmama, my auntie, amen, that you are the truth, and all, no. You want to have the confidence in your mind and heart that God, you trust God with your soul, And you, when you trust him with your soul, and you know he will deliver, he will keep his promises, because you have tried him in all different areas. In all different areas. All right? Okay, we will keep going. We're getting ready to go into our latter part of our program. Amen. It seems like time goes so fast, but, you know, we thank God for all of you. Amen. Calling, I always have to appreciate you all, because you are the one who helped make up, amen, this wonderful broadcast to help God's people. Amen. All right, area code 305, last four digits, 4271. Amen. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop. How are you doing tonight?
God bless you, Doctor. You on the air? How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank God. Thank God. As well as it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listening to you, and I think there's an interest here in the spirit tonight concerning the signs that follow the believer.
Mm-hmm.
I think the interest is that the Lord wants us to know that if you follow him, you see, then the same signs that Jesus did, the same things that he did, you can do if you follow him, because he's with you. Amen. And this is our overcoming victory. The overcoming power is that the Lord Jesus is with us. That's what Isaiah was leaning toward when he said, "God, Emmanuel, God be with us." You see,
mm-hmm.
he talked about the sufferings of Christ and what would mean to us and what it would do for us. You see, not even being revealed to him, the man by which it would come. You see, so the Lord is with us. This is why we are able to have power. This is what Jesus did for his disciples. He gave them power, you see, and that's simply because today he's with us. And not only that, he's in us, you see. Now, I heard you mention something about the book of John having not mentioned faith, but he kept saying belief. It's because love was in the picture. Love was doing the talking. Amen. Thank the Lord. It was love that operates your faith. And I think the interest is tonight is not only he has given us power, you understand, but he gave us love, a sound mind. And see, he is our overcomer. You see, he is the reason we suffer. And you remember he said, you suffer with me, you reign with me. We're reigning now over sickness and disease and all this stuff because of Jesus. Amen. So we love one another, and the mystery is when we love one another, God invokes, you see, he watches over, my God have mercy, he watches over us, he's with us. It makes him happy to see us love one another, to pray for one another. That's what James was looking at. You pray for one another that you be healed. Amen. So it's all working by love in us. Amen. So when we do that with one another, you see, what God is doing through Christ is simply just adorning himself. Amen. So that's why I'm saying it's an interesting night into the spirit, because that's the victory. See, that's the overcoming victory. God said to me some time ago, I hear you mention times things in the past of your ministry. I remember one time we was in away from home in another state, and aunt of my wife, she had come to her final days, and she was a smoker. She had all kind of complications. She had terminal this and terminal that, and so people got together and word came to me. I told one of the uncles. I said, she can't live. She can't be around. She won't be around too much longer. So it kind of got his attention. What I was saying. Now I said, now wait a minute. Now I said, don't misunderstand. I said, but I'm hearing something here. I'm saying she can't live because she too mean. You see, she got too much stuff in her. If you want to overcome death, you got to have God's love working for you. Amen.
Oh, glory.
You got to reach out. Reach out. Get those selfish things from you, because that's what death come for. You know what? To take away self. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So amen. What we have to do is it's a simple practice. The old preacher used to say, love one another like Christ loved you. You see, don't be entangled with the yoke of bondage. That's because you love God. You don't want to walk in the flesh, and you don't want to do anything to displease God. And this is why so much stuff lingers. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But when you got a church of people that reach out to one another, I ain't talking about the situation at all, because everything is possible through Christ, you see?
Yes, sir.
And it's all about walking in love. So that I was looking at that. I said, now, Bishop he just said something to me when he spoke about John. See, I didn't know that. I didn't know that what you said about you don't see the talk of faith, but you see a lot of things Jesus did, and the Spirit said to me, it's because your faith works by love. Amen.
Yes,
everything
yes,
we do, all the gifts work by love, and that's what I'm looking at, Bishop.
Amen. That nothing but the Holy Spirit, because it reminds me. Amen. And I picked up on this thing about the Gospel according to John, and it, not only that hit me, but also the last chapter, amen, in John, amen. He said that in 21 and 25, he said, there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which if they should be written, every one, I suppose the world itself could not contain the books that were written. Amen. Should be written. So, amen. When you hit that thing about love, and that is it. We are in the new dispensation. The Old Testament, it was an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You could not come in the tabernacle, amen, once a year, whenever they had the tabernacle to bring your sacrifice. You had to bring something in there. You had to bring a pigeon, a dove, or something. You just could not walk in that tabernacle and looking for the priest to sprinkle blood on you or whatever to get your sins forgiven.
That's
but
right.
They didn't have no love like we have today.
No love. There you go.
Jesus.
Amen.
And that love, if you, amen, thank you, Lord. I don't want to get started on this, but if you, is unforgiveness in your heart,
uh-huh.
You can pray all day. Jesus said, if you got an altar with your brother, take
right.
it back to the altar. Go back to him.
That's right.
That love is what we're under. We're under dispensation of love.
That's right.
And people out there praying and trying to do things without having love in their heart.
That's right.
Amen. You done missed it.
You missed it.
You have missed it. Amen. Amen. But the Holy Spirit, we thank God always. Always remind us of the revelation. Amen. We have another caller. Amen, and you can hold a line if you, amen, always, amen, area code 910, last four digits 6600. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Thank you for being able to be on the.
Hello.
Be on the show tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You begin to touch on love there, and it kind of stirred me up a little bit.
Yes, sir. I think
that's one of the most powerful topics you can get into, and it's to me it takes love to have faith in God. Period. Love is the center behind everything, and the importance of the cross is understanding that love that Christ displayed for us, and it takes away all the excuses that we have. I think a lot of times we begin to miss the mark sometimes, not understanding that we have poured a lot of stuff into our soul and poured a lot of stuff into our minds over the years when we was in the world in a sinful nature. And it takes time to get all that stuff out. It just don't happen overnight. And it takes the Word of God and to begin to renew your mind in the Word of God to get that stuff out of you, because it just don't come out that fast. You know, it takes time to get that out of you, and you begin to really change your whole thought process and change your whole routine and change your whole life around to get your life patterned to thinking on those things that are pure, those things that are holy, those things that are acceptable. Mm-hmm. And one thing I had to find out for myself, you got to learn to speak over your situations and prophesy over your own situations and realize you got the power to speak over a mountain and say that mountain be removed. You got the power in yourself to speak over it. Sometimes we look for others to speak over our situations for us, but we got the power to do it. As a believer, we got that power ourselves to decree a thing and it shall be established. We got the power to speak to that debt and it be canceled. We got all the powers we need to do what we got to do. All we got to do is speak to the situation and come before God with a pure heart, and then just go ahead and let God know, hey, I'm having a problem in this area. He already know it anyway. He just waiting on you to acknowledge it. Once you do that, you got the power to overcome it. And it that's a trick of the enemy. He try to get you to feel like you can't overcome it, or you always going to be sick, or you always going to have this problem in your life, or well, your mama went through it or your daddy went through it, so I got to go through it. No, that's a trick of the enemy. You can break those generational curses. And just because, you know, I look at myself, my father's been in and out of jail his whole life. He's in prison right now. Don't mean I have to be. I never been in jail or prison. Don't mean I have to be. I can break that generational curse. You know, it's not going to affect my life, and I'm not going to let it, because I'm going to keep myself in prayer, and I'm going to keep my sons covered, make sure they don't go down that road. You know, so I just want to encourage the listeners that just it don't matter what you're going through. You got the power to overcome it and the power to speak over your situation and prophesy and decree that thing and get yourself out of the situation. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your goals. Don't give up on your health. I don't care what the doctor tell you. I had a doctor tell me 3 years ago, you're going to be a diabetic. Then right now, I'm not a diabetic. I'm not a diabetic. I had to put my faith to work now. I had to go and cut out all the sugary foods. I couldn't just sit there and pray and think that the Lord was going to heal me without it. I had to put my faith to action. But I stand today, I'm not a diabetic. And I began to rebuke the doctor right there when the doctor said that to me. I said, no, you don't have the authority to speak over my life. You can't tell me I'm going to be a diabetic, because you don't have that authority. And you know, I stand today, like I say, I'm not diabetic. And I believe the Word of God. And I'm not going to take no sickness, no disease, nothing in my life. I'm not going to accept it, because I know what God said in His Word, and I'm going to stand on His Word. So I just encourage the listeners, just stand on the Word of God. Be encouraged. God bless you, Bishop. I just want to weigh that in tonight.
Amen. That's very, very good. Amen. As always, Holy Spirit, I thank Him for bringing things to our remembrance and feeding us. Amen. We're striving. We're striving, and we're haven't accomplished all we need, because we're still living in this body. For example, amen, I had to deal with a lot of things I thought it should have been gone away right away when I got saved, and you know, the Lord blessed me, and begin to study Acts chapter 10. Amen. I had to look at this thing a couple of times because old man Peter, amen, when Cornelius, amen, when the Lord told Cornelius to send some men to Joppa and talk to Peter, and in Acts 10 and 14, Peter said, "Not so, Lord. I never eaten anything unclean or common." Amen. And the Lord's voice spoke to him and told Peter the second time, "What God has cleaned, thou hast not, thou called not common." In other words, Peter was a Jew. Amen. And Cornelius was an Italian. And he didn't want to go have Jews or have nothing to do, amen, with the Gentiles. Amen. And not only that, Paul had to deal with Peter. He had drawn himself away. So a lot of our brothers and sisters, we have to overcome prejudiceness. We have to overcome hatefulness. Amen. To keep that love called gifts works in love. Amen. And it takes the power of God to remind us and show us, amen, the gospel is to all creatures. To all creatures. Amen. So when we begin to speak the word of God and show the word of God and constantly remind ourselves. Paul said he had to speak to himself, remind himself, talk to himself. Amen. Amen. To what? Get in line. Get in line. And I remember a man told me once, and, you know, young in Christ and been moving around and out there on the field, God know how to send people to you. And he said, "Hey, little evangelist, how you doing?" He said, "You know, you don't believe God unless you're fasting, are you?" And I had to think about that thing. That's what only had I was taught. Fast and pray. Fast and pray. Amen. The Holy Spirit had to tell me one time before I got a message. He said, "You better get my word." Amen. Amen. So it's whatever you learn, amen, and get down to your subconscious. God's word, amen, is not going to pass away. His word. God love his. He is the word. He is the word. Amen. And we have to understand the more the Holy Spirit help us and correct us, but we can walk therein. All right. God bless you. Amen. As always, we hate to say it, but we're running down to the latter part of the program. Anyone else have anything else they want to say, or you want to get in your vision or your dream? But don't give up on yourself. All right. We have a area code 305, I think. We give everybody about 2 or 3 minutes. Area code 305-4271. Yes, sir.
Bishop.
Yes, sir.
It's relatively night. It's an overkill in the spirit. You see, when Jesus in the scripture tells, he said, "Go and preach the gospel," and he said, "These signs shall follow you," and he talking about no deadly thing shall happen to you, and all that kind of stuff. That 13th chapter of Corinthians, where Paul spoke about if you don't have love, you're nothing. It rings out loud right there. Because you got so many that's talking
glory.
The scripture. You
yes,
understand?
Sir.
You got so many of us that we can quote, and we doing real good in the academics. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But there's no overcoming victory, because that love, the greatest of the three is charity. And charity is a deed. It's where the love drives you. You see what I'm saying? When you don't know where to go, the love will drive you there. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole idea. I told you there was an interest in the spirit. That was the whole idea when it came down to Abraham. God said Abraham didn't stagger at the word of God because Abraham had a love for God. You see what I'm saying? And that love drove him. God said, "Go offer your son," and he didn't know where he was going. He just obeyed what God was saying and started stepping. You see what I'm saying? And this is what is displayed with the ministry today. You see, we don't know the outcome. This is a dangerous time today. Danger.
Yes, sir.
And so many are getting silent because there's a lack of that drive in them. But when I tell you what, you get your chest full of the love of God. Amen. Them little
yes,
simple
sir.
Words are God bless you, become alive. You see what I'm saying? It began to convict folk. Amen. And that's what the Holy Spirit's all about. It constrains us. When Jesus died, amen, let me just leave this alone, because when he died, you see, he said that you overcome because I have overcome. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And God committed his love to us before he even did that. And once you get that thing in you, you talk about laying hands on the sick, you'll enjoy it. You might get
yes,
fearful,
sir.
But next thing you know, you say, just let me pray for you. Amen.
All right, all right.
You ain't looking for results. You just pray because you believe God, and you pray and keep on stepping. Next thing you know, somebody's saying, you know what, a man prayed for me. I don't even know his name. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
So the glory goes to God. That's what I want to say.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We all feel it. Amen. The Holy Spirit is. Amen. We had 850, 8616. We have to give you at least about 2 minutes or less. Amen. Go right ahead. 850. Hello.
Hello.
861. Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hello. Hello.
Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Bishop. I was just listening in, and as I listened to the last gentleman talk about love, it brought me back to what I was telling my son today, is I can tell you I love you every day, but if I don't apply it, if I don't have application behind it, which showing you that I love you, if I'm just doing lip service, it's for none.
Yes,
I might as well not even tell you I love you. Because I tell I tell him all the time, and I tell myself this, if I want to do something, the first thing I got to do is put God first, step out on faith, and realize that treat everybody the way I want to be treated. If I don't want it done to me, I don't want to do it to anyone else.
No.
That's what love
all right, God
is
bless
all
you all. Amen. God bless you as always. We hate to get out of the way, but we can take another call if he can give us 30 minutes. Amen. Not 30 minutes, but we're going to have to move on. We're going to close out with a prayer. Amen. I think I had area code 910-6600. If not, we're going to have to go on and have the sister, amen, give us a closing prayer right there. 850, give us a closing prayer.
Father God, we thank you for this day. Father God, we thank you, and we know that your word didn't be sent out to be void. Father God, we ask you to go with us and lead and guide us. Father God, we ask that you just shield us and protect us,
yes,
Father God. We speak and we decree and we declare your glory, Father God, in our lives.
Yes.
And Father God, we ask that you give us the power of you, God.
Yes,
we ask
Lord.
That you give us the mighty power of you, God. Father God, we ask that you just go with us and lead us and guide us, Father God.
Yes.
And Father God, help us to speak over ourselves in our situation,
yes,
any obstacle, Father God, that may come up against us, Father God, in our homes, in our lives, on our jobs, Father God. Father God, we decree and we declare and we rebuke the devil in the mighty name of
Jesus
for
Christ.
Anything that may come up against us, any sickness, Father God, anything, Father God, that is not of you.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we rebuke you right now. Father God, I thank you for Bishop Poole and his companions. Sister Carolyn, Father God, I thank you for his ministry, Father God. I ask that you just lead and guide him, Father God, and protect him, Father God. Father God, I ask that you just bless all of the listeners and the ones that called in, Father God. I ask that you to continue to work on me and build a hedge of protection around me and my family and my household, Father God. All these blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. As always, you can go to www.jciministries.org and review this program again in its entirety. Bless you until next time. We love you all and keep the faith and speak over yourself and don't give up, but do it
Amen.
In love. Bless you.